Why are we laboring to have a billion people who come to Christ?
Lwachi tufumba okula tu leta abantu billion namba eri Kristo?
Why are we laboring to have all these house churches?
Lwachi tufumba okula tusimba makanisa agatongo nago?
Why are we pursuing the goal?
Lwachi tuyina ekirubya kifunje tugeza kutuukiriza?
It is not to make us the biggest ministry in the world.
Tetugendera kubeera akakuka abasinga obunene mu nsi yonna obuweereza bwaffe.
We are not laboring to win souls. To become the
Sibo get one got to prove where the Sibo didn't see him now.
We are not out to make the name. We are not out to say that worldwide, same FI has planted all these churches.
If we are doing that, we should be pity. We should be pitied.
If the goal is to
be
as a big ministry,
then we have
fallen into the trap of the enemy. Then we have missed the point. It is love that moved the Lord Jesus Christ to abandon everything it was love that moved the Lord Jesus Christ to be mistreated here on earth. It was love that moved him to ascend to climb on the cross. That the King of Glory, the Creator, who have been mistreated by those he created, and he himself said, do you not think that even at this time I can ask my Father to send legion to rescue me? He could have been rescued. And he could have rescued himself. It was love that moved him. That's why he was on the cross. When you are being insulted and you are being told, if you are truly the Son of Man, the Son of God, come down from the cross. It was love that led him to remain on the cross. And it was love that moved him, the author of life, to give away his life. It was love. Everything was centered around
him.
That the author of life, he said, I have the power to lay down my life. He had the power to die. He had the power to give up. For those of you who were at the end of year retreat, when we're looking at our responsibility, I told you people that we are not looking at our official
responsibilities.
We are looking at the fact that we are moved by love. I have done that which is officially my part. But there are still multitudes outside it is love that ministers, not activity. compassion.
Obsessive.
The ingredient of spiritual fruitfulness. And the Lord manifested his love by the compassion that he showed. We are going to look at two things, two blessings in the Bible. The first one is in Matthew chapter 9.
Some
read for us from verse 36. Matthew chapter 9.
Matthew chapter 9 from verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Thank you.
Everybody,
if you start from 35, he says, then Jesus went through all the towns,
yes,
all the villages, teaching in their synagogue,
preaching
the good news of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease. So he went all over every town,
every village,
enter the religious system,
preaching the good news of the kingdom,
and then he was healing every disease and every sickness. And the Bible says, when you saw the crowd, he was moved with compassion. This is a man who has gone through all the villages, all the towns, and then he preached, then he healed, he delivered, he did all that he could do. Then when he saw the crowd,
the Bible says,
he was moved with compassion, because he said they were harassed, they were helpless. I would like some people to read that version in different versions.
So, for you know, Bible,
if you have any version, open that verse. I want to explain. I want that to
be clear. Really,
when he saw the crowd, there was something that made him move. If you have another version, start by reading rapidly.
Don't read aloud so I will get.
When he saw a crowd, he had compassion on them because they were confused and
hopeless,
like sheep without a shepherd.
They were confused, they were helpless.
Like sheep without a shepherd. So they were just moving, totally confused.
Somebody should get ready to read for us the message also.
I take the message. So, you're going to
But when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were so deeply distraught. My legs and heart broken.
They were so deeply
distraught. Distraught,
yes.
My legs and heart broken. They seemed to him like lost sheep without a shepherd.
They were weary and saddened.
Scattered.
Yeah.
Like sheep having no shepherd.
Like sheep
having no shepherd.
Yes.
You believers, Bible.
You
felt great pity for the frogs that came because their problems were so great.
Yeah, their problem were
they're
so great.
Know.
And they didn't know where to go.
They did not know where to go
from
there. That sheep without a shepherd.
Their
problem was so great. They did not know where to go. They were helpless.
The message says, when he looked out over the crowd, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were.
So confused and so aimless. Like sheep without a shepherd. What is compassion? The KJV said they were fainted.
They
were confused. They were helpless. They were weary. They were
endless.
They were just running. They had so many problems. And they did not know where to go. And the Bible says, the heart was broken. He was heartbroken until a person reaches a point
that
he can become heartbroken because of what someone is
doing,
because of the pain of
someone,
because of the suffering of someone,
you
cannot leave an impact in somebody's life. He was heartbroken. He felt pity for them. He was moved. He suffered in his inside. That was compassion. Compassion is suffering. You suffer in your inside because of the outward suffering of another person. You begin to suffer in your inside. You begin to feel pain because of what another person is going through. They were confused. They were helpless. They were in distress. They were endless. They had so many problems. And they did not know where to go. And someone met them. And he was moved. Compassion is identification with the suffering of another person. Identification with what someone else is going through. Identifying with what someone else is going through. And you begin to feel inner suffering, inner pain because of that person. Because of what that person is going through. Compassion, it is core suffering with another person. A core sufferer is the support. What someone is going through is the same person, the same condition you are going through. It is pity. It is sympathy. That does not just end there. Because you are suffering in your inside. You are feeling what the person is feeling. You take steps in order to relieve the person of what the person is doing. There is never compassion unless someone is ready to do something. Unless you are ready to do something. Your sympathy means nothing. Your pity means nothing. Even your crying means nothing. Because you can see somebody being beaten.
and you cry
Mukama.
Because you are remembering how somebody used to beat you. In true compassion, you are moved in your inside. You are touched in your inside. And you take steps to do something. You take steps to do something. The greatest ingredient of fruitfulness is identification with what people are going through. The suffering that people are going through. You will feel it in your inside. The suffering people will go through. If they do not believe now. If the people do not believe now, a day will come when they will burn in hell. A compassionate person begin to feel the fire of hell. A compassionate person begin to suffer when the people will suffer if they do not come to Christ. And as a result of that,
he will
do something. Identification that moves you to do something. And without it,
what
you can never be fruitful. Is the motivation for every true Christian service. It is compassion that motivates people to go out for mission. Why will a man abandon everything to go to another nation and forsake for everything? If it is not compassion,
you
should be pitied. For anyone, and some of you are still going out of
mission.
If you are not going out because of a compassion, how these people are suffering. Because you have an inner conviction. If these people in this place do not come to Christ, a day is coming when they will burn in hell. Unless the light of God goes to these people, they will be destroyed by witchcraft. They will be destroyed by sorcery. And as a result of that, you count the salvation of their soul far more important than the pleasure you have in your
walking with your salary.
It is compassion that moves a person to begin to open your mouth and talk to people. Listen, it is not our goal. It is not the goal of CMFI that moves people. You will set out to do something. If it's truly from inside. Brethren, it is not our joy that is the motivating factor. It is the reason for which Christ abandoned his glory.
Especially for people in the engine of where is that? Abantu bonna bonna muno kwe bayitamu ate bagale bagerere mu geere nabo ekikwatako ne tuweereza.
The greatest motivation of prayer.
Ekijja kukwatako okusaba.
Is not your number of hours.
Si kwe kusaba nti oweze emyaka
esaawa. It is compassion.
Wabula okusaasira.
That makes the person.
N'owulira ennaku.
To go down on his
knees. Kagende nsabe.
And begin to cry for.
Kwana mu mavidi n'ogamba Mukama lokola abantu Mukama saasira Mukama saasira.
Ekikwatako. It is compassion.
Saasira
kwe. That moves the man.
We begin
to cry out for his enemies.
Come and touch the beloved one.
Come and touch
the beloved one. Come and touch the beloved
one. It is compassion. It's compassion. It's not your number of hours of prayer.
Si usabati uweze namba. Uweze sawa.
It is compassion.
Wala kusasira.
That moves the person.
Kukwata ko.
To say.
Ogamba.
The whole way.
The whole
month. I will be fasting.
Ya kusiba.
Because of people who are perishing.
Wala kama zikira.
It is compassion.
Kusasiro.
That moves us to sacrifice.
Kukwata ko kusandaka.
Sacrifice.
No one will die. No sacrifice.
Without compassion. We only make you a religious person.
You only become part of a cult. It's is
only
when you
move by compassion.
You are so
suffering with
me.
You are
so suffering
with me. It's not
your
number of days of fasting. It's not your number of days. It's not your accountability. That is not it.
It's
the man who is crying inside.
Who
is crying in the inside? Because if he does not pray, he does not fast. It is compassion
Sasira.
That makes a person to say,
Agama.
In spite of
Diyade.
The time of life these people under my leadership are living, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of who they are, if I leave them, they will be like sheep without a shepherd. Therefore, I will suffer in order to rescue them, in order to show them that
it is compassion.
It is an inside pain. It is compassion that makes a man to say, I will sacrifice financially so that life may be touched. So that others may go for Christ. It is compassion. When he saw the multitude, he was troubled in his inside. It is compassion that moves you on the to walk on the street in
Kampala
and see this multitude and tell yourself, I must do something. It is compassion that makes you say, I have all these shirts. I have all these dresses. But look at another person. Totally naked. It is compassion that makes you want to share. It is compassion that makes you say, my children or my child is in a school. Pay $3 million. And here is somebody's child driven away from a school. That pays $20,000. It is compassion that makes you say, I must do something for that child. You start feeling and asking yourself, if this child was my child, how will I be feeling? Service motivated by compassion.
That's what
Christian service is.
Tell
toweereza olw'okubonera ina kyogera okufuna wabula oweereza olw'okuba ennaku yabale kutteko nogaa nja kubasiigira nja kubasabira nja kuwulira nja kukola kyokola amataasa kusabira mukulembeze w'omwoyo nga totasobulira nnaku gyawe bya mutima abayagala kunsabira
The suffering I go through for the salvation of one person. The suffering I go through if that one person backslides. The suffering I go through in order to take care of the people
around.
The suffering I go through when I move out on mission. The suffering I go through and people begin to tell me
they are coming.
If a person does not identify with a leader, by what is that leader going through? You cannot stand with him to
go.
That's why there are few interfaces. Let me give an example.
Ezekiel
was a prophet. I don't want to talk about this, but I want to draw our attention to it. I wanted to see that what Ezekiel had to go through.
Chapter 4.
Start from verse 1. I wanted to see a man who paid it, who had to pay a price for the glory of people. Can somebody start from verse 1?
When we are suffering, God, for the word is over great guys. Is that the Sura Yokuna for your soka?
Read the whole chapter.
So, Mesura Yokuna, Kubanga Nyimpi.
What does it mean to pray for a people?
Ezekiel
chapter 4 from verse 1. Now, son of man, take a clay tablet, put it in front of you, and draw the city of Jerusalem on it. Then lay siege to it, erect siege works against it. Build a ramp up to it, set up camps against it, and put battering rams around it. Then take an iron pan, place it as an iron wall between you and the city, and turn your face towards it. It will be under siege, and you shall besiege it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Then lie on your left side, and put the sin of the house of Israel upon yourself. You are to bear their sin for the number of days you lie on your side. I have assigned you the same number of days as the years of their sin. So for 390 days, you will bear the sin of the house of Israel. After you have finished this, lie down again, this time on your right side, and bear the sin of the house of Judah. I have assigned you 40 days, a day for each year. Turn your face towards the siege of Jerusalem, and with bird arm prophesy against her. I'll tie you up with ropes, so that you cannot turn from one side to the other, until you have finished the days of your siege. Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spirit, put them in a storage jar, and use them to make bread for yourself. You have to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side. Weigh out 20 shekels of food to eat each day, and eat it at set times. Also measure out a sixth of a hin of water, and drink it at set times. Eat the food as you would a barley cake. Bake it in the sight of the people, using human excrement for fuel. The Lord said, in this way the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I will drive them. Then I say, not so, sovereign Lord. I have never defiled myself. From my youth until now, I've never eaten anything found dead or torn by wild animals. No unclean meat has ever entered my mouth. Very well, he said. I'll let you bake your bread over cow manure instead of human excrement. He then said to me, Son of man, I'll cut off the supply of food in Jerusalem. The people will eat rationed food in anxiety and drink rationed water in despair. For food and water will be scarce. They'll be appalled at the sight of each other and will waste away because of their sin.
Thank you.
Together, let us see the price that man had to pay. He was told to draw the map of the city. And then let's see. Then in verse 4, the lie on the left side. Everybody, touch my left side. Touch
my
left side. The left side, yes.
You
want to lie on the left side. For how many days? 390 days. And he was to bear their sin for the number of days he lied on the side.
If he lied
on the side for one day, he has borne their sin for one day. Then after that, he was to turn and lie on the right side for 40 days. He
was to turn and lie on the right side.
Then verse 8. The Lord said, I will tie you up with rope so that you cannot turn from one side to the other. I will tie you up with rope. If you went, there was no physical rope. God does not tie physical
rope.
That's what a disciplined life is all about. God ties a number of people in order that
they
can pray with him for the people. When you get a man, say, I cannot do it. I cannot go. I'm not permitted. Not a human being.
God.
Look at this, brethren. 390 days. Lying on your left. If you came and saw a man,
she won't jawaka. No sang
a man. When they told you that the pastor has been lying on one side, and he was not here for the past 2 months. What would you say about
him?
Yes, it's more than a year. Then the Lord told him,
come on, Amugamba.
What food was he to eat?
Verse
9. He was to take wheat and barley. He used to make bread for yourself. He was to eat only bread. Bread by himself. You are to eat it during the 390 days. You lie on your side. What can move a man that for 390 days the only thing he is eating bread?
Where are 20 shekels of food to eat? Eat there. I want you to see what side of food you want.
So
he was not permitted to eat any amount of food. Who knows that quantity? In your food note, it is. That word is what? 0.2
kilo
like this.
Because
one spoon is 10 grams. 200 grams
per day. Now 390.
Commanded by God.
Come on, brother.
Commanded by God. Until finally, in the text of us,
what do
we say?
Let me show you.
Verse 11. Also, major at a seat of a king of water. And then he was told how he was to beg
him.
God told him to use human
excrement.
He was to use. If you came to me,
I am using
excrement. They ask me, what
I do? I'm not going to say.
Because we always want to misinterpret everything. You use cow dung. Even for some people, it is bad. What am I saying? Compassion. And they cannot be an intercessor.
What's your problem with that?
That is why
you
can go to a nation
so
and have 10 intercessors.
Because
how many people want to carry the sin of others?
But when the carry
is themselves, that's what Jesus did on the cross.
Yes,
and was denied by the Father.
That's how he did it.
Because suddenly,
when man
the sin of the whole world. Many people pray for others.
You deceive yourself that you are.
When you pray for someone, you carry the sin of that person. You carry the fault of that person. You carry the
shortcoming
of that person.
You
are never the same.
You start praying for you. You start praying for you.
If I'm launching out of mission, and somebody's praying for me, the person has gone for mission. And the person is willing that if an accident
is
it should happen to you.
Watch
it here, if not, you are not
in that.
If I'm praying for him to back his ministry, then all my life is invested in you. Therefore, if anything is about to go wrong with him, I say, Lord, let him
watch
it
happen.
So that
you
can
go to him. That's
identification. So compassion involves allowing ourselves
suffering
of others. Compassion
means
to suffer together. Compassion means to suffer distress
from
another person
who
is in trouble. It is compassion means to be concerned and concern in such a way that you will take no rest until you do something. A compassionate person will begin to live an impact
on
his life. When you are compassionate, you will show mercy. Mercy is the best gift that is given to someone
who
are compassionate. A compassionate person is a merciful person. A compassionate person is a merciful person. That one makes you to treat people with patience, to treat people with tenderness, to treat people with kindness. Will you come and see a broken man and start beating him? How can you, a mother, you are moving with a child, and then the child slides and falls down with a load on the head, and you start beating the child for falling?
This will compassion, Lord. Those are fallen. I do pray for the forgiving heart of God. But I pray that you forgive us. Give us compassion for them. Those are fallen. Instead of lifting them up many times, instead added, oh God, more agony on them. Because no one chooses to fall. But I pray, oh God, that you restore compassion in our hearts in this ministry of God, in the church of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to
look at the
oh, brethren.
Oh,
if this takes place in our lives,
we'll
stop being religious. We'll stop being religious.
We'll stop being religious.
Somebody is laboring laboring to do something. And here you are.
You are on now.
Now we exalt you, O God, for what you're teaching us this morning. Thank you, O God, for giving us your strength, O God, and the equipment of compassion. Lord, those compassionate goes from our own home to suffer and carry our sin because of compassion. And even as we suffer, we pray pity for them. We are looked at this back in the world. It is compassion that brings about fruitfulness, O God. By the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we pray, O God, that you write on our hearts, O God. And we plead that you change us, transform us, O God. Bless us, O God, with compassionate hearts. Hearts that feel pity for others. Hearts that are moved, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how we pray, oh God, for compassionate hearts to see those that Christ and move and victory those people. We pray, oh God, for this identification, oh God, with our leaders, give us intercession ministry. Father, we plead with you, God, change us, transform us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, that we know and we have compassion, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. The language of the Europe, are we three that were not meant to die? It is a manifestation of helplessness. It is compassion that moves us to It is compassion that makes us to stand with those who are not making progress. It is compassion that makes us to identify with the orphan,
with compassion.
During the school of knowing and serving God for the university today,
because
almost all of them, I had a one-to-one time.
I was in the opposite way.
amadu bo o de le komu mani usenara cho mu isa abena ngade na mutima kwela ku tafira
we don't know people
amadu bo mani bizo bayita bizo bawachi ko bayisha mubinyo
just in that team
timo gaga jina lina ye
I was shocked
meunya
terribly shocked
meunya nyonyo.
One of them missed his exam.
He's
in the final year.
He missed his exam.
The father is not alive. The uncle took him. He used to labor.
I think it was 1 month.
I was called. I sent the one
people
who did it.
Only to know
what the father
had
done. He didn't pay the
fee.
So, he had missed
the graduation.
An orphan. Used by the uncle, and abandoned.
That's
still
I'm reading
for us from Proverbs chapter 1:8-9.
Some
example of compassion in the Bible. Without compassion, you are religious. Because it's compassion that moved Jesus to come. Proverbs 1:8-9.
Yes, thank you.
Speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. Unfortunately, we trample on those who cannot
speak
for themselves. For the right of all
who
are destitute. Speak up! How many here have ever taken
side?
To speak up for someone who cannot speak
for
them. Why are we so caught up with our own self? How many people have cried because of you? Whose tears have been wiped away because you took sides to defend
an altar,
to defend a poor man, to defend a weak man.
No yambo kuna kunomu sangu la maziga na kunoji jau.
When it says, people are just failing.
Do you get up? Usalo kusamu kwa
mizu. Defend the right of the poor and the needy.
Utasawa wa naku nabali mweta.
Only a compassionate person does it.
Which is a kato kwa mizu.
It's part of the legal, Andrew legal practice. He started just going to take some of the people who were in prison, facing firing squads, and they had no legal, no person to defend them. So you go to the prison,
and
you come with them.
appeared
apart for them.
Apart
from the, what he's doing at his personal and his
omulimu gwe nga wafuna akaseera kedda bagenda ataasa abo abalina abagenda okuttibwa nga tebazza musango.
How many people go to the hospital?
Bameka bona bagenda mu ddwaliro.
The doctor watch them die.
Bantu bameka bagenda mu ddwaliro.
Because they don't have what to get.
Omusawo n'alabanga omulwadde afa olw'okuba talina ssente zakuwaayo.
You don't have
to go to the hospital. You cannot go to the hospital. So you can't go to the
hospital. I'm dying. I'm not going to pick. That's part of speaking for the poor. Protecting your life. You know what your 100,000
can do? I've
read that part of what our hope claims, our main
fear of what we do.
A department that says, it must handle the destitute, the poor, the needy, so that they don't die.
I don't die.
I would like somebody to pick that as a ministry.
Because
our clinic must have the medicine to treat people. My duty will be to rest the man, take care, ensure that certain people, nobody come to the clinic, If we don't do that, we make our clinic it's part of what I'm going to pay the price for. All our clinics. And on the 1st of February, we are starting the second branch in
Good. Thank you, branch in Good.
I want to follow it.
Our
clinic.
It's
mercy work.
100%
ensuring that, because in the government clinics,
government clinics,
sometimes you don't bribe a doctor. You
cannot
even say, and finally, people are dying. And then we come and join a group of perishing people. I want to have clinics
that will
speak for the destitute,
to
speak for the poor, offering quality health services, and people travel from Rwanda to there,
from Burundi to there.
When they come, they will be surprised at the time of service in the box. Why would the poor die? Because there's no one to treat
the area as well as the
Why would an orphan die? Because there was no medicine
to read that.
Speak for the right of the dead, the right of the needy, the right of the poor. All that compassion
moves you. But what do you need to suffer? Father, we pray, O God, that ministries will be born to them out of compassion. Father, we pray, O God, that the ingredient of spiritual fruitfulness, compassion, will be born in our hearts. Father, I confess that our hearts have become hardened over the years of God. And we don't care if we know our neighbors don't have what to eat. Father, we pray that our ministry, O God, many people in their hearts, O God, will be touched. We move by compassion, and ministry will be born, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that this ingredient will be brought back in our hearts. That we have true intercessor, we have true giver, we have true helper. Father, we beg you, O God, that ministries that are not religious will be born in that place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Somebody open to 1 John chapter 3 and 18. Another person, 1 John chapter 4 verse 10.
Repeat it, I'm
rambling up. 1 John 3, 18.
The time and the time is so that some come in a banana.
Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and with truth.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Abana bato, tulebe kwa
let us not love with words and tongues.
With what?
So you can love with you can love with your mouth. And that's what politics is. A politician loves with his mouth, with his tongue. He tells you how he will pay the school fee for everyone in the village. When the time comes, honorable.
Action and truth.
Mean doing something for someone with the right motive. Because I can give myself to be
banned.
I can give you all the money but still don't love you. I can fill your stomach with food but still don't love you. It is compassion, brethren, that makes you fruitful. 1 Peter 4 verse 10.
Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in his various forms.
Thank you. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received. Each of you should use whatever gift you have to serve others. What gift have you received? What ability do you have? What material possession do you have? What do you know how to do? What talent do you have? What spiritual gift do you have? Each of you should use whatever gift you have. That's a compassionate person. He uses his gifts, his possession, his talent, his money, his privileges, his position to serve others, not himself. If you do that, you are compassionate. You are touching life. You are fruitful. When Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion because they were harassed, they were helpless, they were weary, like sheep without a shepherd. That's why he could say, I am the shepherd. That's why he could say, you do something. And he told them, pray. In another place, when he saw the multitude, around the time when he fed the 5,000, the Bible said he was moved with compassion. And then when the disciples told him, send the people away. Jesus told them, you give them something. People with that compassion, sent away.
Send them a compassionate heart. So far with others, identify with others,
and take steps
in order to relieve the suffering.
He's
not just sympathetic.
He's
not just pitying. He pities. Then he takes another direction. You cannot be compassionate and slandering people. When you are compassionate, when you see the problem of people, you identify with them.
When you get out,
that is your problem. It becomes your problem. And you will do something about it. Compassion will lead to fruitfulness. Lack of compassion. This is your distance. Uninvolvement in anybody's life. You are not even involved.
You are not involved.
You inject someone, and you don't know that they take pain.
Bring it around.
The majority of people practicing medicine
do not
qualify to be in the medical field.
The majority
of people,
when
a person meets a medical doctor, he should go by and say, his word healed me. His word gave me a reason why I want to be. I don't want to die again. Compassion. The ingredient
for fruitfulness.
Are you compassionate? What have you done? And for who? Why? What have you done? For who?
Why?
Then why? To find your heart.
Yes, I want you to
come again. Who did it?
What you call it?
That was your goal for the year.
Well, but do I have to cook you that you gave me to
you wanted to preach to 10 people.
What's that? What's that? That's what you have to do. Why?
In order that I'll keep my accountability now.
Well, you deserve quite a believer.
Then when the person is resisting,
you don't
feel them. And therefore, you will take no rest. And you are praying and break their resistance. Let's tell one thing. Compassion
is
the greatest.
Let's
pray together.
Pray for yourself that you will have a
confession.
We have tried to become fruitful and in the wrong direction of God. We bless you, God, for the new light, of God, that has shone upon our eyes to realize, oh God, that compassion is in the center of God, of all spiritual fruitfulness. We pray and we bless you, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, to redirect our steps, redirect our life, oh God, to focus, oh God, to concretize, oh God, on fruitfulness, oh God, through compassion, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that our heart and heart will be softened, oh God, as we take on, oh God, compassion, oh God, and to act, oh God, to love, oh God, and to love the truth, oh God. We pray, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh God, that you reach out to us, each one of us, oh God, and help us to embrace, oh God, compassion, oh God, and to love, oh God, as we take our actions, oh God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 You say it is compassion that leads to ministry.
Spiritual fruitfulness has been an attachment.
What is it? 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 What is it?